'Tis the shop till you drop season, a time for holiday cards and credit cards, when millions of Americans do what we do best, head to the malls and shop. There are about 1,200 shopping malls in the United States, and store consultant Paco Underhill has visited more than his fair share. Underhill is what you might call a retail anthropologist. But instead of studying the culture and customs of remote societies, Underhill observes, measures, and records how modern men and women shop in stores and malls. He's the author of Call of the Mall, The Geography of Shopping. Paco, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you, sir.
Paco, in your book, you cite a statistic going back to 1970, a U.S. News and World Report. They conducted a poll, and they found that Americans spend more time in malls than anywhere else except work and home. Do we know how much time the average American actually spends in a mall?
Well, one of the issues is that whatever that average time is, it is getting less. We are visiting the mall less frequently. We're going to fewer stores. But it is still the principal crossroads of many Americans living in a suburban location.
Well, what is it about then homo consumer that has us going to the mall less?
Well, some of this is about the changing status of women. So if we think about mall culture, it's based in the sort of family of the 50s where you had a working father and a mother at home. The mother was desperate to see other people's faces and went to the shopping mall.
You write that shopping is a social activity performed by couples and families wherein the female takes the lead role, but all others must equally be catered to and cared for.
I think one of the issues that we face as a species is that we have uncoupled ourselves from our traditional roles. Used to be that men were hunters. If they went into a store, they had to kill something and drag it out the door to feel successful. On the other hand, the female of the species was programmed to be a gatherer. She actually got some pleasure from the act of looking and got some reward for being the family purchasing agent. In 2006, many women are working. They don't have the same amount of time. They're also, while they may still be the family purchasing agent, they also have money of their own to spend. So the traditional relationships that we have had to shopping are very much in transition.
How are shopping malls dealing with this decline in customers and the changing status of women?
Almost all developers across the world have recognized that they have to make the transition from being landlords to being placemakers. I saw in a shopping mall in South Africa a couple of really neat innovations. One is they took the roof of the mall's parking garage and turned it into a drive-in movie theater. The other was they put in a stadium for high school sports off of their food court.
You know, I'm reminded of what Yogi Berra said and what you do. You know, he said that you can observe a lot by looking, and you do a lot of looking.
Well, this is, we observe or follow or track in a typical year, about 40,000 people. And we have developed a database that uses more than 1,000 different measures to look at how people move in a variety of public settings.
The stores with the smallest windows are like Cartier, Tiffany, the jewelers, the high-level jewelers. It seems to me that they're trying to tell you, don't come in. At least they're telling that to me.
If you're a high-end merchant, you desperately want your audience to self-discriminate. You don't want the average bloke walking down Fifth Avenue to come in and take up valuable space in your store. In general, the more open the storefront is, the more low-end market they're serving.
When you walk into a mall, you see people, couples, walking around. They're not talking to each other. They're talking on their cell phones. I'm thinking about how a shopkeeper or store might exploit the cell phone. You know, you're walking in front of their store and you get an advertisement.
Well, this is certainly one of the technological possibilities. It is perfectly possible now for them to track that a cell phone user is walking past the store to be able to segment that cell phone user based on data mining so that they know what their age, where they live, what their income level is, even how much money they make or what size they are, and then deliver either a call or a text message going, you know, if you're interested in a size, you know, 14 Missioni blouse, why don't you come on in? Because it's on sale. I think that's a little scary, don't you?
This whole subject really does cut through who we are as a people, it seems to me.
You know something? One of the things I love about my job is that I think retail is one of the dipsticks to the changes in our culture. That what makes a good store, what makes a good shopping mall is in a constant state of evolution. And that merchant culture has to respond to the changes that we are going through as a species. And therefore, the manifestation of those changes are ones that we see as we look at stores and shopping malls across the globe, because the truth is always transitory.
I thought it was very curious that, Muhammad Atta, the terrorist who went shopping the night before he flew a plane into the World Trade Center. Isn't that kind of bizarre?
You know something? There is something called shopping therapy, and it's true for men and women. And that is that the act of moving through a shopping setting is one that gives us distance. We find it curiously therapeutic.
Distance?
Distance. It means that it turns our fantasy life on. As I move through a store and I'm looking at goods, my mind is taking whatever it is and dividing it into the lifestyle that I have versus the lifestyle that I might want to have. This is part of the reason why particularly two women can go to a shopping mall, spend an entire day, buy nothing, and have a fabulous time.
Well, Paco Underhill, it was a real pleasure. It's fascinating stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Shopping mall expert Paco Underhill is president and CEO of Envirocell, a consulting company based in New York.